Let's get things started this morning. PCHZT.
Wasn't there a song to that effect? Can't think of it.
Yeah, let's get it started. Yep. So I got off to an early start. Woke up this morning, had a weird dream. So I woke up early, got some gas in the company vehicle, got coffee, and they changed my schedule again, so I'm heading to Centerline for Tuesday and Wednesday for a couple weeks. I guess there's a couple people out with non-work-related injuries, and they had to have some surgery.
What kind of work is it you do? I hear you going all over the darn place, but kind of sporadically, you know, they're not with any consistency. W8FU.
I repair complex rehab equipment and regular disabled handicap equipment, scooters and wheelchairs, hospital beds, lift chairs, things like that. So I do it in the house and at the shop, so that's why I'm on the road so much.
You know, I did know that. You had mentioned that before. I just didn't put it together. Going to Benson's or somewhere else in Centerline?
Yeah, heading there, and our other shop is in Flint, across from the Genesee Valley Mall. So, yeah, Centerline today, and then I think I have some stops down in Detroit.
Oh, do you actually work for Benson's?
Yes, actually employed by them.
Okay, all right, cool. I was going to say, you're heading to Benson's to do some work, but that's where you work, right? So, yeah, I've been by there a few times. It's not far from my house. But, over the years, needed stuff. Remember, my son broke his leg and had to get some stuff from there, and had to get some stuff for my wife from there. Oh, man. I know where it's at. Been by there once or twice.
Yeah, great people to work for. The owner's getting kind of up there in age, and then there's three of his sons that are kind of running it. One of the sons, I don't think he currently is, but he was the mayor of Centerline at one time for a while. And then another one is a sheriff's deputy for Oakland County. And the other one is just kind of, he runs it more than anybody else does.
Yeah, he's my brother and sister-in-law's next-door neighbor, the one that lives up there by 21 in Jefferson.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You mentioned that. Yep. Nice house. I've been there a couple times, I think, to work on something that he bought from, or I don't know if he bought, but some kind of equipment that he owned.
Do you remember that duck boat he had?
Yeah, that thing's pretty neat. He had it in the shop for a while, storing it over the winter.
Yep, there you go. Yeah, I don't know him all that well. My in-laws do. I've only, you know, seen him a couple times, and I don't even know his name. He wouldn't know mine. You know, I just kind of waved and smiled when I was next door at the Terry and Glenn's. But, you know, they say he's a decent fella, so. I know he's got some kids about the same age as my grandson and granddaughter, and so when they come by, they get together and play. So, yeah, it works out.
Yeah, they're a family of hardcore hunters and fishers. They go to exotic hunts in Africa and things like that. The whole upstairs executive office is full of mounts on the wall of just everything you can think of.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine he was, you know, with all, you know, just looking at that duck boat he had and some other stuff, so. And my brother-in-law, the one that was next door to him, he used to run a chain of hardware stores up and down the St. Clair River, forget the name of them now, but it was a small, like, family-run chain of hardware stores, and they were grooming him to take the whole thing over, and the old man was, and he wasn't too interested in it, but for reasons. But anyhow, that guy was a real, you know, avid big game hunter, and had the all the trophies and all that stuff, so that was kind of crazy. Can't remember the name of those darn hardware stores, but they were, they're still around, I think. They got bought out by somebody, and they're still around, but not what they used to be.
Yeah, it's sad when the little guys get bought out by the larger chain stores. It's been happening a lot. But, yeah, we're still privately owned, and have about 6 or 7 stores, but only 2 of them have the repair service.
Yeah. I worked on one, I think it was an electric scooter for one of the sheriff's deputies, his wife, and he was having trouble with it. We went and took a look at it, and they just monkeyed up the battery connections, so we had to fix that. But that was about the only one I've ever worked on. All right. Anyhow, I am in the parking lot here. Got to find myself a parking spot, which is getting increasingly harder every day. They're building a new facility here, and the construction is moving into high gear. So the guys steal all of our parking spaces. It's a royal pain in the arse. Okie dokie. We'll catch you next time. Where the hell can I park? Good God. These people drive me up the wall. W8FU, after yours.
All right. Well, I just hit 11 miles from Woodward, so I got another 10, 15 minutes if anybody else is around. Catch you later and have a good day. KCSW.
W8FU, WNSC.
Yeah.
Hey, we get a chance today. Can you text me a free key for me for the 25 stuff we talked about last week? I thought I did, but oh well. Yeah, okay, no problem. I'll get that to you. W8FU.
I'm making it. I'm right in between all the buildings in Royal Oak here. It's KC8SZT.
W8NC, 94. Going on in Chalmers there. That's what I'm coming in here to talk to this.
Yeah, I try to stay off the freeways as much as possible. It takes a little bit longer, but. Well, sometimes it doesn't, actually. Yeah, they're pretty crazy these days.
Unfortunately, I gotta go all the way down the south, so it's like, if I got off on the side street, it would have way too much time.
Yeah, I'll be working down in downtown Detroit a little bit later on today. So, hopefully after the traffic's all gone, everybody's to work.
Normally, I try to get into the office by 7, but lately I've just had a motivation issue. I'm working on some things at home and gotten a little too used to it, I think. I just don't want to go in, but oh well, as long as I'm there. I'm on the clock now anyway, because I've been on the phone, so I have to play it that way.
Trying to look, I picked up a couple nodes on the mesh network. Looks like one of them might be Sean. Not sure. I think I'm close to his house. I don't know. I'd have to look at the map.
Trying to look at a map for that, see if I got anybody. I doubt it. I live in an oddity where there's a lot of amateur radio operators off my neck of the woods.
I'm in Waterford. I've got a solar node up with a 12 dBi antenna, and the node's up about 20 feet. Last night, for a split second, I caught someone from Belleville, so that was crazy.
Yeah, I'm way out in St. Clair, St. Clair County, so. But, yeah, if I got something up, I probably would.
Yeah, it's really strange how that band works if you watch it. Just sometimes I can't even pick up something 20 miles away, but I'll get something from 30, 40 miles away sporadically. I guess it acts kind of like UHF. It has this opening sometimes.
Yeah, I've been really, really weird with all this smoke fog. I went up north over the weekend. Sanlac County is the public page on UHF repeaters. Normally, driving through their county is obviously crystal clear, but it was horrible. Could barely make out what they were saying. Like, it was shifted off frequency. It was all messed up. I'm sure it was just ionization of the air, just causing all kinds of problems.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering that if those smoke particles get charged in the atmosphere somehow. It would make sense, I guess.
Yeah, I noticed it on the VHF. I didn't notice, obviously I don't notice it as much on the 800 meg, just because I just don't notice it. I'm sure it's happening as well. Wouldn't surprise me.
Alright, well, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm getting pretty close. I might be in and out as I'm driving around today. Catch you later on KCNZT.
Later to be at NFC.
W8RCY, W8BD.
W8RJD Mobile.
W-B-A-K-L-L. K-F-A-V-I-C.
How you doing, Jack?
Hello, John. How are you?
Not bad. I'm just pulling in the parking lot here at work after lunch, so don't have but a minute to say hello and send you on your way, but it looks like you were looking for somebody anyhow.
Yeah, no problem. I'm looking for you too. No problem at all. How you doing today? And how is work?
Yeah, I'm just pulling up here at work, Jack. I'm doing real good, and I hope you're doing the same, but I'm going to jump out here at work. Catch you later. W8FU.
No problem. Take care. W8FU, KFA, DRC.
KFA, DRC, WD8KLL. Hey, Jack.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
Yeah, doing well. Picked up the books again, started studying.
Yeah, I think so. We're going to have to go for that other one, too. Roger.
I literally just started doing the hamstudy.org here about half an hour ago, so just first day on it.
Yeah, I just got to take your time, that's all.
Yeah, roger that. So did you get your weed whacker going or no?
Oh, I'll be honest with you, I haven't been outside at all. I had a little bit of work in here at home, so that's why I pay bills and do some other work.
Well, that's no fun, paying bills anyways. All right, yeah, I just wondered if that worked for you. That should help clean that out if you let it sit in there overnight.
I'm going to go out there. I'm going to try a couple of them. I know one of them I worked yesterday. It worked fast, really, yesterday after I put it in. But there's another two out there.
So were they starting up and just not working correctly, or you couldn't get it started at all?
This one, it was started, but it cut off. But now it didn't yesterday at all.
Okay, yeah, that's usually your jets and your carburetor got a little bit of stuff in there. And that will clean that out for sure. Just keep running it through there. It works as it goes through your system.
I guess so. It's the sunshine by you, but not here, though. There's a little bit of black clouds and a cloud out there, too.
Yeah, it's just partly cloudy here. A little bit windy. That's about it.
I hope it's not going to rain today.
Yeah, I think it's just a slight chance of rain here anyways.
Well, I was on a 10-meter, and I heard that one guy out there, and I couldn't get to him at all.
Yeah, it's pretty tough on 10-meter lately. I haven't even checked it today, but, yeah, that's why I'm starting to get the general.
Yeah, I think so. We're going to need to do that, because that 10-meter, I don't know. You know, sometimes I jump up 4 or 5 people, sometimes nothing, sometimes jump up again.
All right, Jack. we'll talk to you later, buddy. I'll get back to studying here. Good hearing you out there for sure. Give me a shout anytime. We'll talk to you later, Jack. From KF8DRC, WDAKLO, we'll be clear.
Hey, Greg, I'll be on the frequency. I'm just going to go outside with the handheld. Take care. KF8DRC. WDAKLL. KF8DRC.
Go ahead, Jack.
I was on the reflector today, and the question was, how many warehouse cards you got, club cards? I thought I had two of them.
The question was what?
How many warehouse club you have? You know, like a Costco and Sam's Club. I said two of them.
Oh yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I didn't get up in time for that one.
You know, yesterday I was on it, and the guy out there, the net control, he said your caller was 100. I was in 100th call when he heard me.
Wow, that's quite a few people for sure. 100 people, huh? Yeah, that digital net I was on the other night, I was showing you. You can go on ham radio or ham.live. And it's kind of cool because they put up pictures and you got a little chat window in there. And they had almost 100 people in that one, too.
Is that a different frequency?
That one was on the Kansas City-wide, the digital side of things. And it's We Talk Digital was the net, and they use that ham.live program to log into. So it's, you can see everybody that's logged in, and they got a little chat window in there, and people send pictures through that chat too. It's kind of neat.
Oh yeah, all right. We'll talk later.
KF8, yeah, see. WDAKLL clear.
I did the same. All right, I'll let you get back to it. I got to get back to work. But if Jack's still in here, he can chime in. All right, back to work. Don't you get a few.
Thank you. Going to grab a computer to pull up Pernad. W8B. Jack, you're there? Say hi. If not, I'll catch you later.
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you thank you? I know. Why are you there? as a breast. That was a good time anyhow.
It's always a good time when you can put faces to names and voices and call signs and everything else like that. So I heard you there. Sean and I got a quick bite to eat, and I had to exchange a few products with them, and I'm almost to the office, but I heard you there, and I figured I'd say hello.
Well, anytime, Uncle Wally, no problem at all. You take care, and you have a good day. We'll talk again. I got to get outside and find out if those weed whackers going to work or not.
Well, if you need practice on your weed whacker, you can come over to my house, bud. But we're worlds apart. I'm in New Baltimore, and you're in Rochester, so that's a hike. Take care, buddy. You be good. Have fun. Get your yard work done. W.A. Speedy.
Hey, no problem at all. Thank you again. KFADRC.
Hey, Wally. WDAKLL. I think we spoke yesterday.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Just heard you out there. Just thought I'd say hello.
Hello. Things are good. So, but I don't mean to say hello and goodbye, but I have to say hello and goodbye because I have a project I have to do. So, if not, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble because we got in a little bit of trouble. So, I will chat with you later. WADD clear to yours.
Very good. Have a good day, Wally. WDAKLL clear.
KFADRC, KEAWOJ. You out there, Jack? Sir, go ahead. KFADRC.
Hey, Jack, it's so good to hear you on the ham radio side there. This is Rick over in West Bloomfield. We used to talk on GMRS, although I haven't been over there in a long, long time. But did you move? Didn't you used to live out here in West Bloomfield?
I used to live there in West Bloomfield on Greenbrier, you know, by Drake there and Walnut, and I moved out of there.
Oh, okay, that's just a hop and a skip from where I'm at there. So you moved to Rochester, then you like it better over there?
Yeah, over here, it's very safe. And it's all controlled by sheriff.
Oh, okay. Didn't you have a sister, too, that was getting a ham license, I think?
She just got her ham license.
Oh, excellent. So now she can talk with me on ham. I used to hear you guys talking on GMRS all the time.
I can't remember. What was your call sign on the GMRS?
Yeah, I had trouble remembering it myself. WRWB426.
Mine is WRUG48. Anyhow, what is your call sign that way I can write it down in a book?
No problem. It's Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Oscar Juliet, KEAWOJ.
All right. Thank you. Anyhow, are you still living in West Bloomfield?
Yeah, I'm still over here by Walnut Lake.
Well, I do come over there a lot because my sister lives there. That's why. She's over there by the golf course. So I do go a lot there, you know, like maybe every 2 days or 3 days. If I were to do that, I would give you a shout to see if you're out there on the war.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. I pass by that all the time on my way to Meijer there, doing my grocery shopping there. But I'm usually going by there about 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's okay, no problem at all. Anyhow, good talking to you. We'll talk again from now on. I'm this side, but I don't know about the other side. I have not been there a lot. Take care. Have a good day. KFA, GRC.
Okay, Jack, good talking with you again. You take care, and we'll catch you down the road. KAWOJ, I'll be clear.
W8RJD Mobile. W8RJD Mobile. WAFU AVPR. W8RJD Mobile. W8RJD Monitoring Mobile.
Who is this KC8KJO you speak of?
W-A-C-D.
It is the man from New Baltimore.
The one and only Wally. I'm over in Detroit off of John R. and 7 Mile. I actually got 30 today.
Fixing things or breaking things?
Depends on who you ask.
I'm asking KC8KJO. One would think I should put my seatbelt on.
Yeah, that would be a smart idea.
This is my brand new XLT Motorola radio.
Sounds nice.
I'm sorry, XTL. XLT is a Ford. This is an XTL.
You get an AM swap or something? Or a special order?
Special ordered it right from eBay.
I can't wait to purchase these right now.
I'm not hearing you very well. There's lots of static in my end. I'm not sure if there's two or three. That's you. Or else.
Well, you are loud and clear on anyone's static. It must be every
Other than that, nothing big. So I heard your voice and I just hopped in the car, heard your voice, so I figured I'd say hi.
Yeah, now you're nice and clear. Yeah, I was going to change some lithium batteries in some of my alarm transmitters. It was giving me troubles and they couldn't set their alarm, so I took care of that. Everything cleared. Happy camper, dirty technician.
There you go. You were right about my office air conditioning thing. It was that sensor. They took it out and gave it a clean job, and all the lights went out.
Yeah, since you're a shop, you probably want to do that every so often, you know, maybe an annual cleaning contract or something with your service provider.
Yeah, he's just a little one-man show, but he knew all about it, so it took him longer to find it than it did to fix it.
Was it on the roof or was it in the shop? In one of the ventilation ducts.
It was in the duct. It was in the duct right above the, you know, the office next to mine, right above where that guy sits, above his head.
I guess I learned something from being a tech for over 30 years.
Yes, you did, and we learned something too, but I guess it makes a lot of sense.
Monitoring.
And you monitor quite well, sir. KJO.
Mr. Cujo, how are you doing today? This is KF8EDQ.
Still working, heading up to the office, get a part. Go get me some fuel up by that way, because I get 15 cents a gallon back on a purchase.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal. It's hard to beat. Where are you getting that size of a discount?
It's a BP on Lapeer over across from where the pallets used to be. And there's an app called Upside that I use. So you find the Upside participating gas stations and get anywhere from 4 to 15 cents back per purchase.
Yeah, I copy that. I think I'm familiar with what that Upside app is. They used to advertise it on the radio, but I never signed up for it. I probably won't. I don't like loyalty programs where they track you all the time. It's just it's weird to me.
Oh, just
how you been? It's been a while.
Hard. You know, it's money that comes back, and then I accumulate, you know, so much, and then I donate it or, you know, give it away to somebody that needs it.
Yeah, I copy that. That's a good strategy. It's been a minute since I've spoken to you. I don't know. In the last week, I've been kind of busy. I've been up to some stuff. I fostered a dog, and then I adopted a dog, and... she's been getting along real good with my other two dogs, so, you know, I've been keeping busy, but I'm still working today, too, so I can't talk for a real long time, but I figured I'd throw my call sign out there.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Coincidentally, I just got a phone call that came in that I got to grab, so I'll get you on the flip, 73 on your final, KCKJO.
Copy that, KCAKGO. This is KF8, EDQ, clear and monitoring.
W8FU.
W8BES.
Good afternoon, Bruce. What's going on?
Did I screw up the buttons? Did you hear me?
Nothing since you signed on. And I said, good afternoon, Bruce. What's going on? And just a lot of silence.
Operator error. I'm sitting here relaxing. I was drove Jackie to her appointment for a colonoscopy. So get that out of the way. I'm just sitting here relaxing, watching a YouTube video, trying to figure out this model railroad stuff.
Roger. How's that new printer working out? I hear it's working pretty good, like you were saying last time. If you're replying, I ain't hearing it.
There we go. You should be hearing me now. I figured out what I was doing wrong. Yeah, the printer's printing out real nice. Been reading a lot on the chat about problems people are having. I have been very fortunate. It prints very nicely. None of the issues everybody else is having, so I'm quite happy with it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a good one. I briefly looked at it when we were talking about it. And if I had, you know, I guess if I had more need, first of all, and then a place to set it up, I suppose I might consider, but that looks like the one to get for the average Joe. I'd really like to see how it does. I'm used to a pretty grainy, kind of undesirable kind of a finish on most of the stuff that I've seen off printers. Now, I get it. You can change the resolution, you know, or the, you know, how you know, in exchange for material and time, you know, you can get it degrees better. But I've yet to see anything that really had that almost commercially produced look. But I guess you can get that off this one, eh?
Yeah, even with, I'm just using the default settings. I'm not tweaking anything. I'm using their slicer program, and it's got, you just select the material, the exact material, and there's different types. And you select the exact material, and it presets everything up, and it prints real smoothly. I was very impressed with it. For FDM printer, it's very good. There are some very minute ribs in it that you can barely see. But, yeah, nice prints from it.
Well, very cool. If I ever have something I need, small project, I'll have you give it a go for me for the cost of the materials or whatnot. And, well, your time, pay you for your time. But if I ever have something, I'll want to see how that works. I know Don, CPT Don, he did up a couple of cases for me, or a case for me, and I was very impressed with the product. You know what I got from him. One of the nicest prints I've seen. But most of the things I've seen are just, they're grainy. I wouldn't call it grainy. They're like stringy. They're still strong, but like there's a certain roughness to the finish, like it's, you know, and there's, like if you drag your fingernail across it, you'd go, you know, because it's just like stringy is the way I would call it. But, you know, it's all, of course, firm.
Yeah, that's no problem. I'm willing to print something for you if you need it. Maybe when we get together next, I can bring a sample of what it does, you know, a couple pieces that I printed out so you can see the quality. But, yeah, it's going okay. I need to get out there and work on the garage. I need to scrape it and paint it. I've got one side of the garage done. I dread going out. Now it's starting to heat up outside, so I don't know when I'll get that accomplished. But day at a time, figure it out.
Well, I know where you don't have to go in the morning, so should be good. Should be good for that. Ah, jeez. I don't know when I'll be following you, but it probably won't be long.
Yeah, I understand. You should probably go out and talk to that guy. He won't charge you nothing, and he'll give you a lot of good information for what you need to have and, you know, to be in good shape for retirement. But definitely worth a conversation with him. He is a little ways out there, though, at South Boulevard and John R., so I don't know if you want to go all the way out there, but, yeah. He's certainly helped me out, helped me understand a lot.
Yes, I definitely need to do that. I've been avoiding it. You know, there's not much if I was to talk to somebody and they said, well, you should do this, you should do that, I don't have any options. My stuff's all pretty locked, you know. I made my choices a long time ago, and they're either going to pan out or not. I think they are, but I still need to talk to somebody, verify. There could be a minor adjust here or there, how I do things, or what I do with it after, because they're going to hand me a lot of money when I leave, so got to figure out what to do with that.
Yeah, I'm kind of concerned about this medical that they gave me in my retirement. It's the Blue Cross Complete, it's got another term for it, but it works with Medicare, and it's a PPO. They said your days of getting referrals are over. You don't have to do that anymore. So I hope it's not a situation where it's going to be more costly out of pocket if I have to have something major done. The other insurance was excellent. So I don't know. Find out.
Well, I don't know if it's part of that whole, 2012 thing that Dave and I took advantage of or not, but you're supposed to have exactly the benefit you had while working in retirement. And I don't know if that's different for you because you were after that 2012 date that Dave and I locked in on. But that's my understanding, is you're supposed to have the exact same coverage with different providers. You know, you're going to have this blue, you went from Blue Care or HAP to this blue whatever that is like a gap insurance. You know, it'll make up all the difference between Medicare and what you were getting while working. So that's my understanding. You shouldn't have to pay out of pocket for nothing.
Yeah, I hope that's the case. But we'll see. I'll get my first experience of it pretty soon. Appointment next week or the following week. Sometime in the middle of the month, anyway. So we'll see how that goes. It's just a it's probably not going to be that involved, but I might get a indication if there's a change. We'll see. Yeah, I hope you're right. I hope it's all set. Probably worrying about nothing. I gotta quit doing that. That doesn't help.
No, it certainly doesn't. You've always tended to do that. You worry about things a little bit too much beforehand. I'm the opposite. I wait until they're a problem before I worry about them. And, but I don't stress. And, if something happens, then so be it. I'll deal with it. If it doesn't, then all good. I get it. You know, you want to prepare. But what could you do? Is there anything you do to prepare? Not really. So don't worry about it. Just assume it's going to be what you think it is, and if it's not, deal with it then.
Yeah, good point. Well, Sean, let me know if you want to do a dinner or something. I'm available if you want to do some thought or something else. So sometime in the next coming weeks, maybe we can get together. I'd like to do that, but I know your schedule doesn't always permit that, but sometime, let me know.
Oh, yeah, we got to do some faux fum. All I know is it's yum. T-5-O yum. Yes. Get that on the agenda soon. Tomorrow, can't do the Olga special. Got Briggs coming in to dining on blue tomorrow. And then later in the evening, we're having a meeting with the ABR PSC guys. I'm going to try to make that at after work leadership at Portillo's, and I definitely am game for that. Thursday's interviews, so may have your replacement figured out by Thursday afternoon. But we'll definitely get that in there in the next little bit. But hey, anytime you're feeling like it, I'm usually sitting around, not got a whole lot of big dinner plans. So shoot me a text and just say, ? Anytime.
Okay, Sean. Still don't actually know how to, I'm supposed to close out a conversation other than give my call sign, 8-D-E-S, but I'm going to get off and think about making something to eat here. I'll talk to you later. Bye for now.
All right. Catch you later. The Cisco is sounding good. And, with that, we'll see if Donald's in here, W8RCY. See you later, Bruce. W8FQ.
ABAPR.
Go ahead, Phil. What's up?
Yeah, a couple things. I want to make sure you're gonna be around your office around 3 to 3:15 tomorrow, and I'll stop by, pick that stuff up.
Yupper is in a bag, sitting on a handle of my drawer, waiting.
Okay, very good. All right, so I've been playing with the software quite a bit. I think I understand most of it. There's a couple things that are a little screwy. One thing with that Sam, with that code plug you sent me, I'm trying to basically pre-set up my stuff. I know it's the different radio, but I think I can clone it or copy or export it and import it back in. But there's certain, for some reason, there's certain, like, I can't eliminate some of the stuff. It says, you know, the FPP stuff is checked, and when I try to uncheck it, it just shows a little pair of glasses like it's read-only. You know how to get around that?
Well, first of all, why would you want to get rid of FPP?
No, I don't want to get rid of FPP. I want to get rid of the channel, all of, you know, those channels that were programmed in so I can put my own in. But I can't, I was going to start from scratch, basically. But it won't let me.
Sure, it will. All you got to do is just go to the zone. Well, I'd have to look at the software, but there's definitely a way to do it. So first of all, do you understand personality? That's the first thing you have to get down pat with a classic Motorola CPS is the concept of personalities. Do you understand what those are all about?
Yeah, I think so. From the tutorial I read, if you're using FPP zone channels, each one has to have its own personality. But if you're just doing conventional stuff, as long as they're the same, you know, basic analog repeater or stuff like that, you can probably use the same personality for most of them. If you want to just like, you know, if they all want to be just analog, you'd use one personality, or if you want to have some with a mixed mode, you use a different personality. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, you have the concept correct. So a personality defines what a channel is capable of doing. Like there's scam lists, and there's talk group lists, and there's, you know, mixed mode, and there's analog only, digital only, you know, and you set up a personality to do that. And then any channel you want to make that's, let's say, P25 with selectable talk groups, you would have to use the personality that you have selectable talk groups set up in. Then I have usually a personality that has P25, and these people don't understand why they have to yield for the people coming off of a FN freeway, you morons. God almighty, assholes, learn to drive. Ugh.
Yeah, I've noticed a slew of bad driving lately. I don't know what's going on. So I think I got that concept. So, all right, so maybe it's just, I'm not 100% sure why it's not letting me delete this. I was able to delete most of the zones, but except for one. And because the FPP is set, but I'm trying to unset the FPP so I can basically start over and create my own new one. But it won't let me.
Yeah, so, hold on a second. I'm passing a window of opportunity here. Donald, last chance, W8RCY. Answer or forever hold your peace. Last call for Donald, WARCY. I am passing with your stuff in hand. Hello, Donald. Okay, anyhow, so now you got the personality thing. So then the next thing you do is you go to, conventional personalities. Then below that you'll see conventional systems or something like that, where you actually enter in the talk groups or the channels that you're going to assign later to a zone channel assignment. And in those, you're going to find all your channels defined. And you should have each of those FPP, those first 16 FPP channels, in there as they were read out of that radio originally, and you can set them up for your own. I got to look at the software when I get back. I haven't played with it in a while, but I know you can do it.
Yeah, like I said, let me do it. There was about five zones. I was able to delete like the last four, but the first one, which has 16 channels in it, and it's got each a person, separate personality for each one of those, 1 through 16, set up.
Yeah, you got to leave that because you don't want to make one change on channel 1 and have it change for everything. So each one has to have its own personality. That's why there's 16 personalities for the 16 first FPP zones. As far as, I'm really running into it today. Good grief. Anyhow, so those 16 got to stay. Then I think I had three more after that. I had two digitals and a general analog. And, you know, anything I pre-programmed that wasn't FPP went in the either one of those three. And the reason I got two Astro personalities is because one of them is just talk group one, you can't change it, and the other one has selectable talk groups. And you may not care to have the locked talk group one, but I found it handy to have one that was just locked. I wouldn't ever have to worry about it being somewhere else. I could just roll to that channel and I'm guaranteed to be on talk group one local. But we don't really run talk groups right now. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. And it looks like, correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks like using DMR IDs for the radio ID. At least the one you sent me, it kind of looks like one.
Yes. Yeah, just switch that out for your DMR ID, and then the call sign was in it. I think that was Bob's code plug, W8SDF. So just, you know, replace your code plug, replace your, you know, your ID, and then, you know, it should be all set. The problem is I don't know that you're going to be able to dump a 5,000 code plug into a 2,500. So you're going to be doing a lot of drag and dropping anyhow. So don't worry too much about getting this particular archive right, because this one ain't going to go into your radio.
Yeah, okay. Well, I see you can export and import things like the personalities and the zones and scan lists and all that, so I'm wondering if they'll come over okay. I mean, set up the rest of the stuff for you, specific for the radio, but then just import those. Have you ever done that?
I've not used the export-import a whole lot. We drag and drop. We bring two instances up. You'd have what you want here, the template, so to speak, and then you'd have the radio you want to change, and I would just drag and drop things. But you got to just remember that if you're going to drag and drop things over that are personality dependent, you got to drag the personality over first. And I would just start from the top of the list, because usually the higher the list, the more global it is. And I would drag things right from the top, and I would just drag them over, drag them to the new radio, drag it to the new radio, drag it to the new radio. You know, and the last thing you do is zone channel assignment. If you drag everything over from the other one to the new one, you know, it'll all line up. But things will break, and then it'll tell you what's wrong, and you can generally see it and fix it. You know, it's a hair-raising experience, but when you get the groove of it, you'll go, oh, okay.
Yeah, I kind of get it. I didn't realize you could just drag things over. Okay. From the list, probably is what you're talking about, I assume. So, well, that's cool. So what was the other? So it sounds like what you're saying is that the first, if you have FPP installed as a feature, the first zone has to be FPP, and it has to have, each channel has to have its own personality. Do I have that correct?
Well, kind of. You don't have to have an FPP zone at all. But if you do, and I highly recommend it, it has all the FTP zones. You can have as many as you want. You can have four FTP zones, but they all have to be of before your lot zones. So on that particular radio, your FTP zone has to be number one or number one and two or number one, two, and three, and then your regular zones start after that. So that's the first thing. Hold on one second. All right, so that's the first thing. They got to be the first zone or zones, and they have, if you're going to have them at all. Then as far as the personality thing goes, you don't have to have a separate personality for every channel in the zone. But if you don't, if you change the PL on with the FPP on channel one, you've changed it for every stinking, you know, change the bandwidth on one, you've changed it for all 16. Change, you know. So you don't want that. You want anything you do, FTP, to be unique to that channel. You don't want it to change anything else. So that's why you have a separate personality for all 16.
Okay, so, again, tell me if I'm right on this. So if you set up the first zone with a certain amount of channel, you know, programmed in, you put in the calls and, you know, whatever, the name, the frequencies, and all that stuff, and it's in zone one, so it's an FPP, you could go in, if you're on one of those channels, you could go in and change that channel from the front panel, change the features, the frequencies or the PLs or everything else. Is that right?
All right, I have no idea why, but when I hung my radio mic up in the cradle, I lost you, and so I didn't hear 75% of that. Why don't you give me a minute? Let me get inside the house, turn on the radio in there, and then we'll pick this back up. I'm sitting in the driveway. W8FU.
All right, W8FU.
KFATEID Mobile.
Then I'm trying to make my way home, but it looked like 53 was all backed up again, so now I'm at 24 in Garfield, and I don't think this was any faster.
Yeah, but if you don't have that much of a backup, though, I mean, M53 backed up for no apparent reason. I mean, somebody's being sideways, traffic stopped for like an hour.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I took Plank home yesterday, and it was fine. Should have did that today, but I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, yeah, but you're going down Garfield, and as soon as you hit 25, it turns into Romeo Plank. You're good to go.
True. Slowly but surely. Another half mile.
Yeah, I'll be making my way that way in a little bit. I'm over here at 19.
Well, good luck, my friend.
Yeah, touch base when I get out.
8 BDS.
W8BD.
KGO.
Hey, Thomas. I got my little 5-minute drive home. And Tony Lane is a lot later because the high school kids are away.
They can do your victory again.
Yeah, until late August. Oh well, they gotta get smart. So how you doing? How's your health treating you?
Well, since my little stint in Fort Huron, I'm gaining around 176 to 178. So my weight is staying stable. I've cut back on caffeine tremendously, and my BP is staying right where it needs to be.
Yeah, that's my problem, caffeine. I love coffee. I gotta quit it. It is. I'll bet you I drink almost a pot a day.
Oh yeah, that's all I drink. Coffee, coffee, coffee. You know, I drink 2 cups in the morning, and then I go to the gas station, get a 24 ounce. Drink that through the day, and then when I get home, I'll drink another cup. Maybe. But, now that they say, no more, I've, cut back quite a lot.
Yeah, I gotta do that, too. Well, other than that, not too much. So, all's been good. I got a couple weekends, but I got a lot of driving coming up. One weekend, I gotta go back to Papa and spend a night or two over there. And then the other weekend, I gotta go to Ohio. And that's a big drive, Warren, Ohio. That's a 6-hour dealy, about 4 hours on the 80-90 thing.
Warren was a little bit closer to Key compared to Cleveland. And what is it? That's down there by Youngstown.
Yeah, I think so. I just know it's a lot of, I gotta look at it on a map. It's been a minute or two since I've been over there. My sister and brother-in-law's house. So they've been in Ohio ever since they got married zillions of years ago.
How was the kindergarten graduation?
It was awesome. They actually did really well. You know, they're into singing, which is good skill, I guess, nowadays for memorization. So they sang us a lot of songs, and the songs were for the memorization. So all is good there. Can't complain.
And I think my kids did that when they graduated kindergarten, you know, back when they're wee little tots themselves.
KLL KFA DRC.
This is WAPIJ calling. Whiskey 8, Victor, India, Juliet.
Who are you calling?
Yeah, I only caught the tail end of that. Maybe it was a question. My name is Greg. Golf Romeo Echo Golf. And I'm located in Waterford Township. Over. Yeah, okay, Tom, you got some noise on your signal. I don't know if it's coming in with the echo link here or not, but nice to meet you, and thanks for coming back to me. Over.
I'm upstairs. I changed over to Mount Clement Repeater, TLS, that sounds.
Yeah, it sounded better. I was wondering what you're running there. Where are you located? Over. Okay, well, you're doing good into the repeaters there. You're making the trip here to Waterford. I'm about 7 miles west of Pontiac. Over.
Oh, I know Waterford quite well. I have a lot of service calls out there. Man, I don't see Waterford. Nice area, too.
Okay, what do you do? You say you have a lot of service calls there. What do you do, air conditioning or electrical work or something?
Well, my company does do HVAC, and but I'm in the security industry, so I do ID badging system, cameras, bird alarms, and fire alarms.
Okay, very good. Sounds like it keeps you busy. Well, I've been retired since 2007, but I am not sitting around collecting dust. Over.
Nothing wrong with that. You collect dust, you don't move. You move, you don't collect dust, you stay active. My grandfather was like this. He was active all the way since
90. Yeah, okay, Tom, I'm going to let you go. And nice meeting you. You're starting to get noisy. I'm not sure if you dropped out or released your transmission. But nice to meet you, and thanks for taking my call. 73, have a good evening. This is W8BIJ. Whatever you did, that last transmission sounded good, so I don't know what tower you were going into. 73 WAPI. Yeah, KB8IWS, I think that's the call. WAPIJ, a little noisy. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Forgive me, but I'm not sure. I didn't get the name. I recognize the call, but it's been such a long time, and the name escaped me. But when you said your name, there was some noise coming in with it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was in the valley, and coming up on the hill, so maybe my signal's a little bit better. Kurt is the name. Charlie Uniform Radio Tango, Hopefully I got through on this transmission. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, Kurt, yeah. Once you mention your name, now I remember, yep. Yeah, you're doing better. So how you been, and thanks for coming back to me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, doing real good, Craig. I just wanted to say hi real quick. I'm going under another viaduct here shortly, so now that I know that you hang out here, I'll get back with you. But I'm dropping my truck off, which means I'm dropping my radio off at the automotive store. So 7-3, my friend. KD8, IWS Mobile, clear.
Okay, Kurt. Hopefully I will get a chance to talk to you. And I do get on the link system. This repeater is linked with a number of other repeaters, so from time to time I do get on there. And I look forward to the next time, hopefully it's sooner. W8BIJ, 73, and good evening.
WB8KLL. WB8KLL. KF8DRC.
KF-AYL, monitoring.
WDALL, KLL, WDAKLL, JSA, DIC.